Hi, I'm Alice Bowler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Okay, barbecue.
Yeah, man.
I like barbecue.
I like me some barbecue, or at least grilling, you know, out there.
Yeah.
You know, barbecue is grilling with sauces and stuff. And
right.
Half of what I do will involve that, and half of it will just be plain old grilling with a lot of spices and
right.
seasonings. But it's a perfect time for some big old red wines. And we've been chatting. We think you got to have wines with a lot of flavor. A certain amount of tannin is good.
I think relatively high alcohol.
Yeah.
Because you've got sauces and things.
Yeah, yeah. And that's kind of what I would be looking for. I went out and tasted a whole bunch of wines, and here's some reds that I discovered that are great. Let's start with Brack Mountain Wine Company, their red blend called The Boatman. If you take a little bit of this and a little bit of that, you're going to end up with something like The Boatman. You know, I don't know how many different wines
is
are in this.
Is this the Heinz 57
it
of
is,
wines?
It is, but it's amazing. The flavors are deep, sweet, and powerful, and it has brisk acidity to keep everything honest. This is a wine that was custom blended for barbecue, in my opinion. $13, though.
Okay.
The Boatman is a great value. It has a running mate, slightly higher in cost. It's A La Carte Red Wine 2014. This is $18. And this wine smells exactly like blueberry pie with some odd little notes like rhubarb and beef fat. And it's got Zinfandel, Carrigan. But it's got Dolcetto in it. Where'd that
wow.
come from? Wow,
yeah.
That's right. This is what I call a dinosaur wine because it's made to go with a brontosaurus rib, you know? $18, really, really
you need
good.
Fred and Barney to come
that's
over, right?
That's right, that's right. Italy, you know, they know how to make a big red every now and then.
They have been known to do so.
From the heel of Italy comes Fiori di Guagnano, Salice Salentino, and I've always liked Salice Salentino.
Yep.
2014, this is $18. And this is a wine that is put together with a lot of the flavors and aromas of Amarone. But
okay.
more like, but in a table wine format. So if you like Amarone and, you know, cause all this, you know, dried fruit and stuff like that, man, this is your wine. And I think it's going to be perfect for a big old peppery steak, something like that.
But not necessarily something with sauce.
No, I don't think so. There's enough sweetness in it. Too.
Right.
That's generally my guide. I'm looking back at the A La Carte Red,
right.
which had plenty of sweetness. So,
right.
you know, bring on the heavy sauces. You know, Hugh, you know me well, and you know that Valpolicella Rapasso was one of my favorite wines in the whole world. I just love them. Not all good grilling reds have to be huge, and you have some dishes like grilled lamb that need a more medium to full body wine.
Mm-hmm.
A Valpolicella Rapasso is a really good choice. This one it's the Tenuta Novari Valpolicella Rapasso. Beautiful, smoky cherry nose, hints of violets, a very silky, medium-bodied red with depth and concentration, and the tannins kind of hold the wine together.
Sounds great.
It is great, and I would love that with lighter meats or sausages. Finally, from Portugal, which I've been, you know, screaming about lately, here comes the Quinta de Mondego, the red blend Mondego. This is from the Douro, and it's a lighter red. It's made from Tintorerias and Torrego Nacional, two of the really best reds in Portugal. But it's a perfect wine that will never dominate a dish, but rather it'll work with the dish.
Interesting.
You know, so that which is the way a lot of Portuguese wines are. They don't dominate. They don't make a huge impression. But then you realize what a good match they are. I'm going to put all these wines on the website. Hope you can find them. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.